we were talking about the 100th birthday of Toronto's Sunnyside Pool last hour.
Yeah.
Well, think about this. The CNE had been around for 46 years already when Sunnyside Pool was built.
The CNE was a Zoomer.
Yeah, that's right. So believe it or not, it is time to start planning to go to the X, the 146th edition of the CNE. And here to offer us the highlights in person at the Zoomerplex is the CEO of the CNE, Mark Holland. Great to see you again.
Wonderful to see you, Jane.
So, the brand new CEO of the CNE, obviously, Mark, this is a big job. It's a big role. Lots of responsibility. But I'm also thinking a nice breath of fresh air for you coming from Parliament, coming from Ottawa, and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, these are actual roller coasters as opposed to sort of the roller coasters of politics. I'm so excited. What a wonderful Canadian tradition this is. And Jane, as you say, like 146 years, you know, all of us have some connection to the fair. If you're in the GTA, you know, some story of being there with friends. You know, we're doing this thing where we have a competition. Folks can get married on the midway. And the stories we're getting of people having their first date or meeting their husband or wife, you know, this is a real center of our community. Real magic happens here.
Okay, now we do want to talk about the X, but I just want to know about the transition for you as a cabinet minister to a CEO. I mean, there are a lot of the same skill set.
It is. Yeah, no, you're right, Jane. I mean, I think it's, for me, you know, I've focused on building community, leading teams to change. This is an opportunity because a lot of people maybe not know that the CNE is, its mandate is building community. It's exhibiting art and culture. So it has a real community mandate. And so for me, it's an extension of the work that I did before. We have such a vibrant arts and culture scene here in Toronto and in Ontario. And so we can be a really great vehicle for that during the fair, because we got lots of exciting things happening at this year's fair, which I'm excited to talk about, and then all throughout the year.
We are talking to the brand new CEO of the CNE, Mark Holland, formerly the Minister of Health under the Trudeau Liberals. Mark, of course, the food, such a big attraction to the CNE, perhaps bigger than anything else, Jane. And we love hearing about all the crazy creations, the combinations that nobody else would think of. So what do we have to look forward to this year?
Well, it's always an adventure, and that's what the CNE is, an adventure, an opportunity to try a whole bunch of new things. Today we have for you from Craig's Cookies, which is such an awesome Canadian business.
Yeah, love Craig's.
They do such a great job. They've invented a chicken nugget cookie.
Stop it. They've infused
a chicken nugget into the cookie, and we have it with barbecue dipping sauce. Now, this is what you asked me what I had for breakfast, Andy. Like, that's what I had for breakfast this morning.
You're an animal.
And give us your honest opinion.
Honestly, yeah. It is really good. Okay. I would have never imagined kind of that sweet and savory mix, like, coming together. It's a bizarre experience to dip your cookie in a dipping sauce. But, you know, this is it. It's fun. And this is what it's going to be. You know, we have a whole bunch of other creations that are going to be there that are new this year. And I know people look forward to coming to that. And it's part of the adventure that is the CNE, to come and try a whole bunch of new things.
Okay, tell us about, and this is related very much to food, the new Dinner in the Sky feature. This is very exciting.
Yeah, we're super excited about this. It was massively popular when it was in Tokyo and Dubai. This is the first time here in Canada. You can be suspended 150 feet in the air, 22 seats. Incredible chefs in the center making the food, so you can watch it happening as you have the panoramic view of the waterfront and the midway and the city. So it's an exhilarating experience. We've got flights happening every day on that. That's an additional experience that people can choose at the fair. And incredible food, but really a really unique opportunity here in the city.
In our final minute or so here, Mark, and we could talk about the CNE for forever. We love the CNE. We love trying the food. We'll have somebody from the air show on in a couple weeks because we love the air show as well, Jane. Just curious to know, Mark, from your experience in Ottawa, in Parliament Hill, and now as the CEO CEO of the CNE, what kind of ride or attraction would you say most identifies with all the craziness in Ottawa? Parliament Hill, question period. What would you compare the two?
I think it's the whole thing.
Come on, Mark.
Because look, the thing with Ottawa is that every day was you never knew what was coming, and it was always different, and it was crazy. With the CNE, every day we've got something. Like the music series we have this year is, people should check it out. It's absolutely incredible.
The Commodores are coming, for goodness sakes.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And then on top of that, we have art exhibits like Mythos this year is an interactive art exhibit that is super exciting, that is really immersive and interactive. We have the things you're used to, like Super Dogs and the Ice Show. You mentioned the Air Show. We've got a drag brunch. So there's so many different things going on. So, I mean, it's kind of that, it's the fun in the chaos, right?
Yeah. Right?
Being part of something where there's hundreds of things to explore and interact with, and just really great memories to be had.
You know what I thought of first was the Scrambler.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's exactly.
Did you?
That's good. That's good. I'll use that.
All the information about this year's X at thex.com. And of course, you can follow the X on the socials at Let's Go to the X. Mark Holland, congratulations on your transition and great to meet you in person.
So good to see you both. Thanks so much.